Today, I'm talking about recurring revenue and what's possible for you in your business and how you can create it. All of those things. Come join me. I can't wait to share this with you.
Welcome to the E-commerce Roadmap, the podcast for store owners who are growing their sales without spending a fortune on ads. Each week, you'll learn actionable strategies and tips that will fast-track the growth and profitability of your e-commerce business. So buckle up and join your host, Susan Bradley, as we dive into the work that will grow your sales this year.
Hey there, welcome back. So I want to set the stage for this interview that is coming after this because it'll give you some perspective on why I feel like this is so important. And really the gist of it is that way back in very late 2016, I thought that it would be a great idea to start a membership. And I called that membership the Inner Circle, and it was for people like me. It was for e-commerce store owners who were trying to grow their sales. And I thought it was a great idea because at the time I owned WeSqueak, and it was right after I started getting some really good traction at WeSqueak. Like I finally felt like I knew what I was doing, that I had learned how to grow my sales every month, had a system to create reliable revenue inside of my business. But I also was in a position to give myself and the people, very few people, but the people who worked with me a good paycheck every month. And I felt confident that every month I was going to make my sales. It was a great place to be. And so because of that, I had created this little reliable revenue course, and then I realized that people didn't know how to get web visitors. They didn't know how to get traffic to their site. So I did this free program that was called Traffic Bootcamp, which we still teach today. And at the end of it, people asked me for more. Like they weren't done. They wanted to keep going. And so I'm like, oh, well, I'll just start a membership. And I thought that it would be the easiest way for me to offer them support and teach them all the things that I had learned the hard way, like kind of cut their learning curve and teach them what I had learned. But the truth was, in late 2016, I couldn't have been more wrong. Like I opened up that membership, 70 people joined. I was like, okay, here we go. But the truth is, it just about killed me. Like I hated it. It was so hard. I felt like I was tap dancing on thin ice all the time. And so 5 months after I started, I was trying to figure out how I could get out of this. How could I just say, hey, sorry, I'm wildly embarrassed, but I made a really big mistake and I can't do this. And that was going to be awful. And someone actually saved me from that. but really what I know now is that a membership is actually a great way to provide ongoing training and support. And the reason I had hated it and wanted to quit was I was doing it wrong. And what happened is in early 2017, a friend, someone I think is a friend and was a member, asked me how it was going. And I was like, well, you know how it's going. It's hard, not great. And she recommended that I follow Stu McLaren. And it was because she had taken his program the year before. And he's the membership guy. He knows a lot about how to set up a membership program that is really effective for the people in the program, but it doesn't almost kill you. And I was like, okay, I am going to sign up for that. So I followed Stu and I joined when he opened up his program, the one that this friend had taken the year before. I joined it. And over the course of a couple of months, I learned how to build an amazing membership program. And I never would have figured this out on my own. Can I tell you, so much of it is counterintuitive to what we believe. And I just I wouldn't have stuck it out. I would have said, I would rather sell shoes than do this. And at the time I was trying to do both, of course, but I'm sharing this with you because a few years ago, I realized that what I had learned about memberships or services or knowledge-based memberships like I have in the Inner Circle can also be applied. Like that, those same principles can be applied to e-commerce stores. And in fact, I think that e-commerce stores can actually set up memberships that will generate enough revenue for you that it's possible for it to cover your expenses every month, the revenue from a membership. And I probably don't have to tell you, I'm sure you can imagine what's possible for you when you have thousands of dollars of recurring revenue coming into your business every single month. And if you'd like to learn more about that, I want you to listen to this interview with Stu, because we talk about memberships, what they do for your business. But more importantly, we're talking a lot about how people like us, independent store owners, can add this recurring revenue stream to our businesses without having to reinvent the wheel, without having to do a bunch of crazy stuff, without having to, you know, buy a whole bunch more product or hire a bunch more people. And I'm sharing some examples because actually over the years, I have several people who have worked with me who have done this and have done it really well. And it's changed the direction of their business. More importantly, it's changed how they feel about their business. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to get Stu, introduce you to Stu, and I want you to hear our conversation because it will get your wheels turning and it might change how you think about what the path going forward for you is in your business. So come and meet Stu. He's been so important to me in my business. You're going to love him, full of energy. Here we go. Okay, guys, I want you to meet my mentor and the best coach I know. He is absolutely, Stu, you're so good at strategy, right? You are the best strategist I know. I want you to meet everyone in our audience and share your genius with us today. So guys, this is Stu McLaren. He is the founder of the Membership Experience. It's a program that I took and I continue to take every year, and I want you to hear all about it. So hi, Stu.
Susan, thank you so much for having me, buddy. I appreciate you more than you realize.
Well, thank you. You know, I am still a client. I want everyone to know that I took your program in 2017, but I still show up for you 3 times a year.
Yes. Well, you've been part of our highest level mastermind for many years. Huh. And you're like that quiet, you know, genius who, you know, doesn't say much, but when you do say things, it's like you're dropping the mic and people stop and wow. But I love and appreciate you for the fact that you take ideas, you let them simmer, and then you put them into action and you just keep building, building, building. And I, you know, love and appreciate you for that.
Well, thank you. And I have to say, I have to tell everyone, just an aside, before we started recording, Stu shot me another idea. So I'm going to simmer for a while, get over all my limiting beliefs and report back. Let's talk about recurring revenue, because one of the things that you have always said that sticks with me is that you have a firm belief that every single business should find a way to generate recurring revenue. And so for someone who doesn't even know what we're talking about, can you just share, like, what is it and why is it so important? Why do you believe this?
Well, as consumers, we experience it virtually every single day. If anybody watching and listening has a Netflix account, you experience paying Netflix every single month to be able to have access to Netflix. Or perhaps you have an Amazon Prime account. You pay Amazon every single year on a recurring basis to be able to have access to all the benefits that Amazon Prime offers. Or there's many, many different types of subscriptions, whether it's Disney Plus or whether it is like any of the music streaming services. We use them as consumers all the time. But the shift that I want to encourage every business owner to think about is, how do we take our customers who are buying from us, and instead of hoping that they come back and buy from us again, be far more strategic and create certainty by knowing that at the start of every month, we are going to get paid every single month. And I'll just give like a very obscure example of how powerful this is. We have a car wash right across the road from our office. Now, every other car wash in the city depends on and hopes that their customers come back and get their car washed from them again. But the car wash across from our office, they have a membership. And they've set it up in a genius way. You can go through the car wash one time for $10, or you can pay $12 a month and go through an unlimited number of times. Well, of course, that's a no-brainer offer. The vast majority of people select the membership. But what they've done in that is they've created tremendous certainty. Because now, and I know this because I spoke to them years ago, at the time, they probably got more now, but at the time they had 4,500 monthly paying customers. So at the start of the month, whether any new customers come in or not, they're getting paid by 4,500 customers at the start of every month. And as a business owner, the certainty that that creates, we can start planning, we can start investing, we can invest in our team, we can invest in our marketing without the worry or concern of where the money's going to come from or where the sales are going to come from. That's why I am a huge proponent of memberships, is the certainty and predictability it creates. But the other thing that you and I were talking about before we jumped on here was, in the US, they're about to make a decision regarding TikTok. And whether people realize it or not, there are over 7 million businesses that depend on TikTok for either traffic, leads, or sales. And with one decision, that could potentially be swept out from underneath them. So you've got all these businesses that depend on TikTok that are scrambling. They're trying to move their audience to another platform or trying to build their email list from it or whatever. And that's scary. And that's so uncertain. And that vulnerability is a place that I don't want any business owner to ever be in. And so that's why I believe in memberships. Memberships create stability. They create predictability, where our customers are paying us every month or every year on a regular, consistent basis. And from that, it eliminates so much stress, and it gives us the ability to be able to plan and invest in our business, unlike we can, you know, when we have no idea where the sales are coming from.
Yeah, you're so right. It really changes everything. It gives you space to think about what, for me anyway, it gives me space to think about what's next rather than staying focused on what I need to do to make my month right now. It's really good. But I think traditionally people, like the people that I work with, independent e-commerce store owners, they think that's not for them. They haven't been able to really wrap their heads, many of them, around how they could create a membership that would add value for their clients that didn't cost them a ton to deliver. You know, we always think about Amazon Prime, and you said Netflix. And I was walking into Best Buy the other day. Best Buy has a membership that is two tiers. So there's a cheaper membership that I forget what it gives you, like early access, the usual things, like kind of like a concierge type of service. And then there's a more expensive one where they have just set up a helpline, and you have access to that technical helpline. So like, even those guys are getting into it. And I always think of Restoration Hardware, which they have such a huge difference in their regular price and their members price that, you know, like everybody who wants to make a purchase is becoming a member. And what I want people to know is, over the past few years, certainly since I've known you, and I've been sharing the news about how this works for people, I've had a lot of clients that are independent e-commerce store owners, people you would never think could fit this into their business, who've done it and done it really successfully. And so, you know, some of them, Stu, like, you know, Edith Min.
Yes.
Yeah.
The world of ribbons.
The world of ribbons. So Edith had a very profitable, very successful exit from her business last year. And so much of what happened in Edith's business, I mean, she worked with us, but so much of what happened in her business was because she also worked with you. And she developed two products that gave her recurring revenue at a high volume that changed everything for her. She knew how much income was coming into her business. It's a ribbon business, but how much was coming into her business every single month? She was able to plan in advance, and it stopped all that noise that we all have about, okay, what am I going to do to make my sales next month? Because those of us that are in e-commerce have physical products to pay for too. So we have tighter margins often than people in a service business. And so it's really a rare month where you can sit back and say, okay, I've got this. Like, there's always that I've got to buy more inventory. I've got to pay my staff. I've got to do all those things. And so for Edith, I remember I was driving when she actually phoned me to tell me what had happened when she launched her very first little membership. And you know, even back then it was $35,000. So it was huge for her. And for people like us, e-commerce store owners, that, like you talked about all the benefits of a membership. One of the other things I would say to you is it really helps for people like us mitigate the risk.
Mm.
Mitigate the risk of purchasing inventory, all the overhead that they have to like bring their products to market. If they know that money's coming in every month, they don't have to worry about spending money on inventory or spending money on ads or spending money on people to help them. And so that was a great example. But I also think about, I have a client, her name is Pam Rogers, and she makes nail polish. So she's a maker, and we work with a lot of makers. So I know a lot of people listening today are makers. And what I love about what she's done is when you're a maker, you're always battling the I want the sales, but I know when I get more sales, I'm going to spend more time making stuff. And how much should I make? And particularly when it's things like Pam makes nail polish in batches. And so she might have orders for, you know, 10 bottles, but a batch makes, you know, 150 bottles. And then she might not get orders for that for a long time. It might take a long time to use it up. So she, genius, set up a mystery polish box. And so it's a really low dollar. It's $12 a month, kind of like your car wash. And you don't know what you're getting. You're just getting one bottle of mystery polish every month. And she's been so successful for that. It's easy to scale. It's like she's able to sell it all the time. It's almost like an upsell to your.
Yeah.
And it's helped her manage her production so that she's not afraid to make another batch of something because she knows she has an outlet to reduce her inventory.
And how amazing, by the way, like how she's taken what would have been a negative and turned it into a recurring positive,
yeah.
You know, and there's actually, I know that there's t-shirt memberships that follow a same suit. So they'll release a t-shirt a particular month. And for all the leftovers, so to speak, that they don't sell, that goes into a mystery t-shirt of the month club, where again, you don't know what, you know, type of t-shirt you're getting, but you know what size, so they have your size.
Yeah.
But in a similar way, they're just able to generate revenue from excess inventory in a way that's fun and exciting for, you know, the clients and customers. And, you know, you talk about makers and creators, like there are so many opportunities. Like my wife Amy, she belongs to a membership site called Loeb Love, and they send out earrings every quarter. So they're not sending them out every month, but they're sending them out every quarter. And she loves it. Like, that's a membership that she absolutely loves. So I also think of Tracy Matthews, who has a membership site. She's a jewelry maker, and she makes all kinds of beautiful jewelry. And again, she has a membership site where she's sending out jewelry. She also has a membership site where she's teaching other jewelry makers. Yeah. But bottom line is that there's so much opportunity, as you said, for people who have products, people who are creators and makers. The key question is just to ask yourself, like, how could I continue to serve my clients and customers on a regular basis? And whatever the answer to that is, there's probably a hidden opportunity for a membership there.
For sure. What I also want people who are listening to consider is a digital membership. And because there's no product to deliver when you deliver a digital membership. And many people might think that that's not possible. You know, Amazon Prime is a digital membership. The Restoration Hardware is a digital membership. This new thing they got at Best Buy, digital membership. And what's so good about that is there's the margin is 100% pretty much on that. And I have tons of clients in my world that have just created VIP memberships where they charge a fee to, and most of them charge it annually. So it's an annual fee that allows them to be part of this special group that are kind of, it's kind of like choosing to fly first class. So they might get early access to specials. They might get, a style, like a style appointment as a group. There's all sorts of things they can get. They might get free shipping. They might get an ongoing discount. But really, there's no cost attached to the store owner until that person makes a purchase or really, takes advantage of what the offer is. And so those memberships are incredibly profitable, number one. But number two, they're really great for retention. They're really great to get people back. So if they, for example, I've got a high-end jewelry client who has a VIP membership, and it's expensive jewelry. So of course she sells a lot of things that are collectible. And so she knows that people have paid for this membership. If they want some jewelry, they're going to check hers first. Because we all know that people pay attention to what they pay for.
You know, it's interesting. This VIP membership can be applied to virtually any business.
Yeah.
Like my mom, she has worked at this fine dining restaurant in a little town in Southern Ontario for over 20 years. And the original owner has now essentially passed the business down to his son, Ryan. And Ryan is a very innovative thinker. So he's an incredible chef, runs an incredible restaurant, but he's also a very savvy and innovative businessman. And so he knows that I'm into memberships and I teach people and help people with memberships. And so one night we were in the restaurant as a family for dinner and he comes over and he said, okay, talk to me. What kind of a membership could I potentially do for the restaurant? And this was the concept that I walked him through, was the VIP membership. Now, you know, anybody can have an idea shared with them and they can just take it and, think about it and percolate on it and never do anything with it. But to Ryan's credit, he actually did something with it, created a VIP membership. And essentially, to your point, the biggest benefit to him as a restaurant owner is he gets his customers back in the restaurant on a more frequent basis. And so to your point, it's incredible for retention. It's incredible for repeat purchases because when they're coming back into the restaurant, sure, they get a bunch of VIP benefits like a particular bottle of wine or, bread, free bread, or they get, discounts on this or that. But at the end of the day, they're spending a lot more money cumulatively over the course of a year than they would if they weren't part of the membership. So VIP memberships can be added on to virtually any business. And it's just like, what else could we do for our customer to make this a special experience?
Ah, people in my business, but maybe it's no different in every business. I think that they, their currency is not always price. It's not always price. And one of the strongest things I think that pulls people back to your business is the experience. And so it's kind of like exclusivity. And
yeah.
Will pay like dumb amounts of money for exclusivity. And I'm just thinking about Ryan and the restaurant. And I'm thinking, if I knew that there were a certain number of tables set aside for VIPs on a Friday and a Saturday night, if I knew that it maybe came with something a little bit special, maybe the chef comes out and says hi, I don't know. If it made me feel like I was important in that restaurant, that would be my currency. Like I want to feel.
It just feels good.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm not different than anybody else, right? I think we all want to feel recognized and seen and important. And there's a lot of value in that. And so when I'm talking to the people in my world who they're like, well, yeah, I couldn't do that. I think that what you want to remember is that it doesn't actually take that much to separate an experience. Like this is one experience here, but this is a better experience. And this is what it costs you. I don't think it's that hard. It could be that your orders go to the front of the line. there could be.
Yeah. Priority processing.
Yeah. Yeah. There are so many things it could be. It could be that you get if you're skincare, you get a free sample in every order. Like a travel sample. Like it doesn't have to be a big deal. And what I love about VIP is that retention part.
Well, let me share a quick story. The other day, I was taking my kids to the mall. And my daughter, she's at that young teenager age where the number one store is Sephora. So she's like, "Dad, I'm just going to run to Sephora." I'm like, "Okay, all right." So I'm waiting for her. She runs off with her friend to Sephora. She comes back and she's just beaming from ear to ear. And she's got like a little Sephora bag. And I said, "Marla, what's going on here?" She's like, "No, Dad, I didn't pay anything for it. Because I'm a VIP member," she said, "when they asked me if I was a member and I said yes, they had this little bag full of like different samples for her. Her friend didn't get it because her friend wasn't a VIP member. Marla got it because she was." And so there's like this, like to your point, she felt so special, so taken care of, so thought of. And she came home. And of course, she immediately told my wife. She told all of her other friends. And so there's like that story that also gets passed along when people have a great experience. And it could be like going back. I think of Derek Sivers back in the day with CD Baby, which was, you know, way back in the day. But one of the things that he did was he focused on how can I take the boring experiences and make them memorable, fun, and special. And so for him, if you look online and do a search for CD Baby email, you'll see there's tens of thousands of websites that have talked about this. But essentially, he took like a simple transactional email and he made it fun and he made it special. And it was essentially just a thank you for ordering email. But because it was so special, people talked about it. And to our point here, like that's what a VIP club is. It's making it, creating a special experience. People, to your point, are willing to pay for it. And then not only are they willing to pay for it, but they talk about it because it makes them feel good. Just like my daughter coming out of Sephora with a little bag, she feels good because she feels like a VIP member.
Yeah. So what does that really cost Sephora? Not very much.
Yeah, exactly.
And next time you go to the mall, she's going to want to go again. And eventually somebody's going to give her a credit card and she'll get to buy more stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I need to talk to her about investing in companies versus, you know, buying all their product. But yes, totally.
Good. Yeah. So I think that the real point of this conversation is I want the people who are in my world to open their mind to this, to what's possible, and to really think about what that could make. This is your phrase, Stu. What could that make possible for them? I always think about you and how you say that all the time. If I did this, what does it make possible for me? Because there's always so many things that we want for our businesses that we feel like we can't do because of cash flow.
And there's really simple, creative ways to add a membership to any business. We've talked about product-based businesses, service-based businesses, knowledge-based membership businesses where you're teaching people, you know, maybe a skill or how to do something. And I know that there might be people watching and listening that are thinking, well, yeah, but I'm a maker. I'm a creator. I don't know that I want to necessarily share my skills with others.
Yeah. And get over it.
Yeah, exactly. Like here, we live in a world now where we have like access to millions and millions of people. Like we just got to expand our minds. Like I think of, it's not an e-commerce niche at all, but it's a similar thread. And that is, I just finished a conversation with a gentleman. His name is Scott. Now he has a membership that's in the dentist space. They help dentists book more Invisalign procedures. Now, he's not the dentist. He's not the expert. His buddy, Ryan, is the dentist. And when Scott approached Ryan about potentially creating a membership, Ryan's first hesitation was, no, I don't want to share my secrets. Like, Ryan is like the Michael Jordan of Invisalign. Like, most dentists are booking 5 to 6 of those procedures a year. Ryan was booking 500 to 600 procedures a year. So his anxiety was like, well, no, I don't want to do this because I don't want to give away my secrets. Well, long story short, another year passes. They have the same conversation. And Ryan is a 6'8" dentist. So he's bent over a lot. And his whole goal was to like, you know, reduce the number of clients he's seeing because it was starting to have an impact on his back. And so he says, okay, let's visit this conversation again. And what's ended up happening is that they now have thousands of members in that membership, thousands of other dentists that they're helping book more Invisalign procedures. It has not impacted Ryan's practice whatsoever, and it's generated a whole new revenue stream that is significant. And so this is where it becomes fun. And I think of like Casey Hope, who is a mutual friend of ours. She has a membership teaching people calligraphy. She also sends out monthly kits, to her people, helping them with different calligraphy, templates and so forth. And so for the creators and the makers in the audience watching and listening, it's like, okay, not only can you create a digital membership, like we've been talking about teaching people how to do the thing that you're doing, but there's also a way to become a provider for those people who are wanting to do that. And we've got tons of examples of people in our community like Casey who send out kits for whether it's calligraphy or art or knitting or quilting or crochet. Like there's all kinds of examples like that. Jewelry, just like we talked about. So to me, the opportunity, the ideas are endless, but it boils down to shifting the mindset away from one-time transactions and hoping people to come back and buy to knowing that they come back because of a recurring membership.
Yeah. Do you know, I want to say one other thing to everyone who's listening, who is an e-commerce store owner, and I love the examples that you gave. But I also just want to share with you that really it doesn't take that much for you to do that. Mm-hmm. Like it really doesn't take that much. And you have a huge advantage. So I'm just going to say, Stu, my people have a big advantage. And it's because they already have an audience of buyers.
Mm.
Huge difference. And so think about that. You have an audience of buyers. You know, most e-commerce stores have between 10 and 40% repeat purchasers. So if you get somebody once, you very likely get them to come again and again. So you have this pool of people who likes you, who knows you, who trusts you, and it's going to be a lot easier for you to sell that product than it is for somebody without that. That's all.
Mm. Well, and to that point, like a buyer who has had a great experience from you wants to buy from you again and again and again. We've got to give them a reason to. And that's where our membership is so beautiful. It's like they want to stay connected. They want to hear from you and get more product from you and learn from you. And they're so, it just takes a moment of decision of saying, hey, I'm just going to experiment and try and see and make this offer and go from there. Like I think of another example in our Impact Mastermind is Megan Hyatt Miller, and they send out physical planners. But they've also added on a digital membership, again, teaching people how to be more productive, how to plan their days and their weeks and their years and so forth. And that's added a whole nother revenue stream. So again, it's just about like, how can we continue to serve our customers? How can we continue to help our customers with what we're already doing? And having a built-in buyer list, like that's the best starting point for anybody.
It is, for sure. Now let's talk about, because the membership experience is only once a year. And so there's some urgency with this. But what I love about how you share all this information with us is you have this amazing workshop that people can come to for free and they can really learn how it works. And you have this period of time where they can get thinking about what they might do. So can you share with us a little bit about that? I know I have a link that I'm going to put in the show notes, and I'll also be sending some emails if you miss it. But I want you to know about this workshop, Stu. So or not you, Stu, I want you to tell them about this workshop. I know
I appreciate it, Susan. Well, listen, if you haven't picked up yet, I am really passionate about memberships. I think every business owner should have some form of recurring revenue in their business. And that's what my mission has been since 2008. I have exclusively been dedicated toward helping business owners add recurring revenue into their business with memberships. And every year we host a workshop, and it's coming up. And in that workshop, it's totally free. We help you get clear about what a membership could look like for you. So if you're listening to this and a seed has been planted. Maybe you've got a fuzzy idea that you've been thinking about for a while, and you just want the clarity of knowing, like, is my market a good market for a membership? What kind of membership should I pursue? This is the free workshop to come and get that clarity. We'll walk you through that. But more than that, this is my favorite part, is we actually walk people through launching their membership during the free workshop. And I know right now, there's probably people watching, listening, and the gremlins in their voice are saying, no. Like, I'd have to be ready. I have to have this ready. I have to have that sorted. All the things. But that's what's so magical about this workshop, is we get you out of your head, get you out of your own way, and get you into action, so that by the end of the free workshop, imagine having a recurring revenue stream that's producing recurring revenue. Like, that will happen. And my hope is that it will happen for you. But the first step is you got to come and join us by going to the free, register for the free workshop. Susan will hook you up with the link. But the other side of that is that it's incredibly inspiring, because you will see and you will hear from so many other business owners who have created recurring revenue in their business. And that in and of itself, it's like you can borrow the confidence from them and the community, and it just moves things forward for you so much faster. And it's just because it's just an incredible, incredible experience. So come join us at the free membership workshop.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I want to add a couple of things. If you are struggling, if you don't understand how you could apply this to your business, and you want to ask me a question, to shoot me an email or tag me on social, and I will answer your questions. How do you make this work for you? And then the other thing I want to share with everyone is, don't make the mistake of not going to the workshop. Because myself, Susan Bradley, started a membership before I knew you, Stu. And 5 months into it, I was ready to quit or poke my eyes out or something. And what I want everyone to understand is, there are some really key things that make it successful and easy. And don't know those things like I didn't, it could be a struggle. You could set it up the wrong way. And so, in fact, for me, you know, I have this story and I've told it before, but I was ready to close my membership after 5 months because it was going to kill me. And so I want you to go to the workshop and listen to what Stu has to say, because there are some really key things that aren't necessarily intuitive, are they, Stu?
No, completely counterintuitive, in fact. Like, you know, and a lot of that has come from the fact that my very first software company, we were powering over 70,000 online communities and memberships. So we could see behind the scenes of what was working and what wasn't. And there was this small group of memberships that were growing year over year over year. But to your point, they were doing things that were completely counterintuitive to what everybody else was doing. And yet they were the ones growing. And so that's the kind of things that we share. And to your point, it's not the obvious. It's the things that are counterintuitive that make all the difference in making it easy and simple and very profitable.
Yeah. Because I think I'm pretty smart, as you know. But
you are.
I never would have thought. Like, it really is. You really are. Like, I always credit you with saving my business and changing it. And so I don't want anyone, if this is a path that you'd like to follow, I want you to go to the workshop and I want you to listen. And just, even though it sounds, might sound like something you would never do, I want you to think about it and think about how you could apply it to your business, because now I know it works.
Well, I appreciate you, Susan. I can't wait for everybody to come join us. And we will definitely talk about examples for e-commerce group and product-based businesses. We'll talk about examples for service-based businesses, knowledge-based businesses, community-based businesses. We'll show you how to incorporate a membership into each of those. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see everybody.
Well, thanks for joining me. That was so good. I appreciate all you shared.
Of course, always. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much, Susan.
See you soon.
Hey there. Are your sales a lot slower than you thought they would be? So frustrating. You know you have a good product and you're just kind of stumped, wondering what you're missing and what it's going to take before you'll get the sales you want every day. So I want to share a free workshop I made for you. Before you start making more changes on your website, I want you to take a little bit of time and watch this. Spend 40 minutes with me and you're going to see why you're not getting the sales that you want, and you will be clear on what it is you really need to do to move the needle. I'm almost positive it's not change something on your website. Head on over to thesocialsalesgirls.com/sales every day and go have a watch. This is training from our inner circle. It's in our foundations unit. Our members get it right away and they leave feeling confident about their site, their product, their pricing, and they're ready to get on the path to success. I want to share that with you. So the URL is thesocialsalesgirls.com/sales every day. I'll stick it in the show notes. See you soon.